It's 8:08. In just under an hour, some of our area's largest employers are going to be talking with Mayor Curry about some of the steps that they continue to recommend to be taken and the steps that they're taking within the hospital facilities to keep you safe and healthy. Baptist Health and Mayo Clinic are two that will be there. Florida Blue is one of the largest employers in our community with some 7,000 employees. And the market president, Darnell Smith, joins me live on Jacksonville's Morning News. And as you have been working on this coronavirus pandemic and the exit of many employees to work from home, what's your reentry looking like now as we're turning into the month of June?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd say that the first thing we did was to make certain that we got 95% of our employees to be able to work from home. And that included about 7,000 employees here in Jacksonville. As we look and are working on it now, we are looking at coming back in phases. And we won't be looking at making any of those changes until or returning until a minimum June, and very slowly in waves, in order to make certain that folks are comfortable being able to come back into work. And so those who prefer to stay home can. Those who wish to come back into the office, they can as well. And that's how we're looking at it. We're making certain that we're following strict protocols on our campus, including masks, desks 6 feet apart, limited number of people on elevators, hand sanitizer stations all around, just the things that you're certainly hearing from our mayor and across the country that must be followed.
For an organization with as many individuals and members who are involved, how disruptive are these changes that you're having to make, you're needing to make to ensure everyone's health and safety, but also going forward just in the business environment?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, you know, it's like working from a different platform. And certainly it is disruptive. People's lives are definitely disrupted in that regard. But I would tell you, our employees have really been fantastic and focusing on the things that matter, our customers. And, you know, please understand, our first customer happens to be our employees. And so the first thing we did is to make certain that they were taken care of and giving them to home, their homes, making certain that their families are taken care of. We did a number of things to ensure that we knew that they were doing well in their homes, having everything that they need. Our HR department, our senior leadership, just really focusing on our employees. And then, of course, it was all about our customers. And so even though it was a different way of being able to operate on a daily basis, we understood what was at risk to not move in that direction. And so it, of course, is disruptive, but it was something that we were able to adapt to fairly quickly.
We're talking to Darnell Smith, market president at Florida Blue, and one of the initial concerns about a potential wave in Florida and Northeast Florida was putting a lot of pressure on our area hospitals. Thankfully, we didn't see that in the worry phase that first started this. But then what has been coming is the pressure on resources surrounding other health needs and other insurance needs, and including mental health as well. How are y'all addressing that?
Yeah, well, you know, we first thing we did was to know that it was extremely important to not have individuals concerned about having to go in to visit their physicians or into the hospital. So we made virtual visits through our TeleDoc platform at $0 cost. That allowed folks to have virtual visits and be able to ensure that they're taking care of those non-emergent needs. And so that was very, very important. We moved quickly to make COVID-19 testing and treatment no cost for our members. And we've extended that through August 1st of this year. We also realized that people may have trouble paying for their monthly premium. So you may recall that we actually first extended that through May 31st, and now we've actually gone ahead and moved that through June 30th of this year. And we'll continue to look at that based upon what we're hearing from our members, things that are important to them, things that are affecting them, we'll make those kinds of changes to make certain that indeed we're doing everything possible to make it as simple for them as possible.
On the employment level, with some 7,000 employees spread throughout Northeast Florida here, we're speaking with Darnell Smith, the market president of Florida Blue. Several weeks ago, you all held a virtual job fair. So while many companies are having to make the unfortunate decision to furlough and even let go of certain areas of their workforce, you're adding to it, you're building upon it?
Yeah, you know, it's, once again, as I share with you, it was it's about being able to find new ways to operate and focus on business. And I think a number of businesses have been able to do that. We've certainly been able to do that. We are certainly hiring a number of new jobs in the area. You may recall we hired for 175 member care specialists during that particular time. We're now hiring 1,200 licensed health insurance agents to prepare for a fall open enrollment. But I will tell you, many companies found ways to simply step up and continue moving forward with the business at hand. I tell you, our business community here throughout really stepped up, and I think we helped each other as much as we possibly could. We worked to help each other make certain that business was moving forward. And it's across the chamber, across our city of Jacks, government, certainly our mayor has done a fantastic job in the work that he's done, our city council. And so I think folks are just stepping up and we're making it happen.
For someone who may be listening right now and they did lose their job, unfortunately, and maybe they're in a service industry because that has been so devastated by job losses, what are the talents? What's like the top three talents that you would circle and say, all right, for you to be someone who's going to get an interview and maybe even join one of these positions at Florida Blue in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida, what are the talents y'all look for?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is that, we ask that, you bring the right level of character to the table. There are things that we can't teach. And so if you are a person who really cares about serving people, we are a people serving company. We are a people focused company. And so that is our number one that you must bring to the table. And if that is what you bring to the table, then we also look for a number of folks in marketing who are doing great work, and so we hire for product specialists as we are moving forward. If you have that desire to simply go forward and be able to serve others, you're going to do well at our company, and we do a great job of teaching the skills that folks need. We need them to come forward with the things that we can't teach.
No company is perfect, but y'all have certainly done a pretty phenomenal job in providing some $100 million in healthcare cost relief to members. Market president of Florida Blue in our area, Darnell Smith. Keep the line open. Keep this number handy. Anytime you have anything you want to pass along as it pertains to our community, if you're looking to do more of these virtual job fairs, we'd certainly love to get the word out there, okay?
Sounds great, my friend.